This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode number 90, and my name is Derek Gallimore. Today, I'm joined again by Stefan Morel. He is a French guy living here, been in the Philippines for over 9 years now, and we're just exploring that backstory and what led him to fall in love with the Philippines. If you listened to the previous episodes with Stefan, I recommend that you do. Number 75, we explore his films. So he makes fantastic short films about real life in the Philippines. So I implore you to check those out. The links for that are in the show notes. And also we chat to him in episode 57, where we explore his French company being run from the Philippines quite effectively for the last 15 years. So really interesting guy. Enjoy this podcast. If you want any of the show notes, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/90. I want to get a backstory of Stefan and how he's found himself to be in the Philippines 9 years later and calling it his home now. So, come over with a... But what was it about the place that made you stay?
What did I enjoy about the place? The weather first, I think. Because when I arrived, actually, it was like a raining season. So I was like arriving in August. So it was raining for 3 months. And I planned to stay for 3 months. So I was like, no way, I have to stay a bit more. Yeah, I want to see, I have to see the beach. I have to see the sunny time, the summertime. Like, so I stayed extended. And then I just fall in love with the country, with people, I think. The people and you feel there is a lot of things to do in the Philippines. Like, there is a lot of potential. It's really like, it's a poor country, but at the same time, it's really rich.
So over the last 9 years, how have you seen it change? There's been a huge amount of development, you know, physical development, but are you seeing the country mature, or is it?
It's evolving, but like, it's only for people who get money. I'm sorry to say that, like, it's growing, like, it's everything, like, for Bonifacio, it's like 10 times bigger and everything, like... So yeah, it's booming a lot, like of course, like Philippines, you cannot deny that. Like. But at the same time, I feel like those people, again, from the street, or those people who don't have the chance to be educated, or I don't think much things change for them. They still earn 300 pesos per day,
right?
Even if the country is like... And there is potential, there is money in this country, there is something to do with... So it's a... Yeah, that's what makes me sad a bit about it. Like,
And what about people's perceptions of the Philippines? It's never really been on the map and not really in people's consciousness. Yeah,
especially when you're from France, like the only thing you will hear about Philippines, it's going to be negative all the time. It's going to be about typhoon, terrorist attack. So, for example, everybody think in France, like Philippines, like a Muslim country, they all think it's like when there is an attack in Mindanao, Everybody's calling me, are you safe in Manila? Yeah, but it's like 1,000 kilometers away, you know, like...
And for the record, I think the Philippines is the biggest Christian country in the world, isn't it? And I think also the biggest English-speaking country in the world.
So it's a big, It's funny, for the region, it's funny, because everybody thinks, it's still Muslim, like I always get this same... How is it to live in a Muslim country? Like every year when I go back to France, I got the same. And still now they got a really hard time to put it on the map. Like they don't.
Because it's unfortunately never been on the map, and I think they're trying to push it now with tourism. But everyone knows kind of the Balis and the Hong Kong and the Thailand for tourism. And you were a backpacker and I was a backpacker. And all of those things are really the must-see places, but Philippines is just not
never.
There.
You know what, before I got the job offer 10 years ago, I traveled a lot, and I was like, Philippines was my last country really I wanted to visit. I was really like not interesting. I knew I got a few contacts there in Manila. Like maybe I will go one day, but I'm not. There is so many places I want to visit first.
Yeah.
And then I got the job offer, so I was like, oh, okay, I should have a look, so at least I will know what what is Manila about and what is the Philippines. Like, and I got so surprised. Like, that's really what happened to most of people coming to the Philippines. They really like. I remember my mother the first time she came. Like, she wanted to bring shampoo to me. You know, like, do you need some shampoo? I was like, Mamo, it's like. There is like shop, there is everything, like there is wine, there is like a developed country, you know, like we're not living in the bush, you know. Like,
And there's so much beauty here which people don't really acknowledge. I mean, there's 7,000 islands and there's still islands which you wonder if any human has ever really stepped on there or spent any time there, and it's incredible beauty.
And you can do everything, like surfing, and one of the best surfing spots in the world in Siargao. You can go diving, the same, it's one of the best places in the world. Hiking, there's for everybody. Like you will find your, you'll find something to do. Or there's 7,000 islands. It's amazing. Like,
we've actually had Tom Graham on the podcast, who is a British guy, works with Gawat Kalinga, which is a charity here. But he brings over a lot of tourism, and he owns a company called Mad Tourism, Make a Difference, and. He's trying to lead the charge to bring a lot of people here and a lot of backpackers, and to blend with a holiday, but also with ethical tourism and showing them the developing parts of the country. So I think it's slowly changing.
It's changing. And one more time, all the people who came to the Philippines, who visited me or friend, like who didn't know anything about the Philippines, all the time after the first trip there. They came back, you know, they came back after 1 year, 2 years, or they, I think I never saw anybody who left the Philippines who said, no, I didn't enjoy my trip, or I was I had a bad time, like, everybody liked it, like, really, like.
Because it is actually such an easy country to integrate with, because everyone is, they're happy, they're smiley, but they're also quite culturally aligned with the Western values. There's Christianity, which means there's sort of an implied alignment in terms of cultures, and everyone speaks English. Oh,
yeah,
it's crazy.
The communication, it's perfect. Like, you will find people speak English anywhere, like at least a bit. If you go in Provence, like they will, and they really, you're always a welcome wherever you are. Like they will invite you for drink, for food, for. No, Filipino, they're really amazing. I'm telling you, it's a big lesson for me. Like coming from France, I don't know. I hope. There is more French people to come and to learn something about them.
Like. Actually, you know, Gawat Kalinga, they seem to have quite a strong French connection.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Yeah,
like, yeah, many French students going there. Like, I think they are linked with
the university.
I did a few shooting there actually. Like, it's really really interesting project. Like, they got so many French students coming here. Like,
It's crazy. So Gawat Kalinga has built, I think, about 250,000 homes for the. You know, for the poor of Philippines, and then they have an eco village which they call the what is it, like, ethical Silicon Valley of the Philippines, where there's a lot of innovation going on and a lot of French students pouring into there. So it's
perfect, because especially for students, you know, like you don't know much about not life or about the world, you know. So when you just finish school or you're still at school and you have the chance to experience something like that, and to see what they did. Like, it's really amazing. Like, for them, like, and most of them, they stay in the same field of work. Like, they want to help. You know, they want to develop, to help people to develop themselves. Or they, so it's pretty amazing what they did and what they keep on doing. Like,
That was Stefan Morel. Hope you enjoyed that. And if you want to get in touch with Stefan or want to know any more about this episode, go to the show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/90. And if you want to ask us anything, then just email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.